Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. We have Dr. Peter Glidden, naturopathic doctor, on here with us tonight as he comes here one day a month, and he educates the folks. The phone lines are open, 888-677-9673, and go ahead, Pat.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so Dr. Glidden, is there a certain time maybe? See, what they want me to do is to take a half a teaspoon every day of iodized salt. And then he says in 6 weeks, which would be probably the end of this month, they want me to go back to the hospital and have another CBC and then to check the thyroid. So,
yeah, that sounds reasonable to me. I would wait for 8 weeks.
She said something about that they put See, they don't give me the requisition. Everything is done online. So she says it'll be at the hospital in 6 weeks. So
okay, well, 6 weeks is fine. If it were me, I would do 8. But that's okay. Have it retested again in 6 weeks. But you don't need to measure the salt out. You just need to be salting your food so that it tastes good with iodized sea salt. And I think you're going to experience a nice positive change across the board once you start to do that.
And is that serious, like 4.19?
No, it's not serious at all. It's not
okay.
Serious.
I was afraid they were going to give me pills to take, you know, like levothyroxine or something.
Yeah. No, well,
I don't want that stuff.
Come back and talk to me if the numbers are elevated again, and I'll tell you what to do.
And then the sea salt with iodine, can you get that in any store, or do you have to go to a health food store or what?
No, you know, there's a brand that's made from the Great Salt Lake in Utah.
Great.
It's called Real Salt, R-E-A-L, salt, and most grocery stores sell it.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a good one.
And then
I think it's a good one.
I was using those measuring, you know, like when you make a cake or something, one of those measuring spoons. I was using that, like a half a teaspoon. And then she says, just sprinkle it on. Well, I didn't want to ruin it. You know what I mean? I thought maybe I was doing it wrong.
Well, yeah, no. So you're going to be surprised. Once you start salting your food on purpose, it's going to taste better. And I'm going to bet you 25 cents right now that after you start salting your food on purpose, in about a week, your body's going to start craving salt. And you're going to, like, just want to eat more salt. So if that happens to you, follow your body's craving and just continue to use salt. Your body will tell you when you've used too much.
And then
you should get into the habit of salting it every day.
Well, okay? Is that too much salt? If I get the salt, like, say, beans or tomatoes or whatever that's got salt in it, let's say, like, 250 milligrams?
Well, if the food tastes too salty, then it's too much salt.
Because I was going back to that lower amount and then put the sea salt on it.
I have to move on, Pat, because the board's all lit up. Thanks, but let's go to Randy out in San Diego.
Hello.
Hey, Randy.
Yes,
what's
sir?
Going on, Randy?
How you doing?
Good.
I just got off the phone with Linda Brown. She said, thank you for prayer. Shoulder surgery went well. She's 76, good. Worked with the school, the kids, 37 years. Talking about salt, the lady was salt. I grew up in Las Vegas, 1960. I was born. 124-degree weather, drinking 5 gallons. A water a day in construction when I graduated. And you know what? I ate salt every day to stay alive. That's true. Everything you said about salt.
Well, you know where the word salary comes from?
The word what?
Salary.
That's right. I know. Salt
comes from salt because Roman soldiers used to be paid in salt. That's how important it is.
That's true. You're right.
Isn't that something?
That is true.
Hmm.
Without salt, we'll die. You're right.
That's right. Salt of the earth.
Yep, we're to be salt and light, too, aren't we? Yep.
That's correct. Salt, light, image of God, Christ-like-minded, and the lamp of our eye, light and bright.
But that's not related to Lot's wife.
That's right.
That's true, too.
She had too much salt.
She's...
All right.
I got another one, too, Pastor Ernie. I talked to my brother last night. He asked about you retiring, about your chili cook-off. Can we get your recipe?
It's got to go with me.
It's got to go with you. What about everybody else? Oh, everybody loves you.
Well,
love you.
I got to think about that. That's a boy.
That's
I've had people. I've had more
ask.
People trying to
that's
get
the big ass.
Yeah, I've had more people trying to get that recipe. But alrighty, well, thanks. I've got to move on to Clifford. Hey, Clifford.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I have a couple of brief comments and then a question about the food. First of all, when you're talking about these so-called vaccines, basically the whole thing is and was a war. It's a war zone. It says in Ephesians chapter 6, the fiery darts of the wicked. That is, in this case, human beings are the wicked and the shots of the fiery darts. And also the Sergeant Reports podcast, the latest one with Dr. Diane Couser, is talking about Ozempic. It says approximately 10% of the U.S. population is already on this, and the pharmaceutical industry has stated they want 50% of 12-year-olds to be taking Ozempic for life. So, but my question, Peter, is on the food pyramid itself, the original food pyramid. I was listening to an audiobook, The Big Fat Lie, about corruption in the formulation of that, and also about snacks. Any recent thoughts on snacks and beverages, which tend to be a lot of the offerings are highly sugared, highly caffeinated. And then also it's interesting, just looking up, Satchel Paige pitched a baseball game when he was 59 years old in the major leagues. That would never happen now. They would, you know, send him out to pasture saying he was too old.
Yeah, I completely agree. So one of the reasons, the main reason that people gain weight is because they eat too many calories. There are other reasons, right? If you're taking anti-inflammatory drugs, a major side effect, if it's a corticosteroid, is weight gain. That's just what the drug does. But the main cause of weight gain in most people in the U.S. is consistent consumption of too many calories. Well, what makes people eat too many calories? Is it because they have, you know, an alcoholic father or a weak will? No, because exactly the same phenomenon happens in animals. And farmers have known about this for decades. Ranchers have known about this for decades. The main thing that causes people or animals to consume too many calories are deficiencies in essential nutrients with an emphasis on minerals. Remember, your body has wisdom. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body is inhabited by a spiritual intelligence, which is running the show. So if your body is running out of essential nutrients, it will yank your appetite up, crank your appetite up to force you to eat more calories in the desperate attempt to fulfill your body's essential nutrient needs. The problem is that the nutrients that our bodies need are not in the food anymore. Well, there are some of them are, or we'd be dead. But there's been a dramatic diminution in essential nutrients, especially minerals, in the food over the last 100 years. So if you have an animal who is minerally deficient, it will eat and eat and eat, and then it will start eating rocks. It'll start eating dirt. It'll start eating the wood on its fence. It's a behavior called pica. And all that the farmer has to do or the rancher has to do to quell that behavior is put minerals in the slop that he feeds the animals, and then the cravings go away. So the main reason that people eat too many calories is because they're minerally deficient. They don't know that they're minerally deficient, and their body is hunting for minerals, but the minerals are not present in the food. And then when you add, you know, high fructose corn syrup and all of this other crap that's in the food, it's really going to complicate things. And then, you know, everybody's out of luck. And look, man, people don't get arthritis because they have joints. People don't get heart disease because they have hearts. People don't get obese or overweight because they have bodies or an Ozempic deficiency, right? You know what another medical treatment for obesity was? Cut the stomach out. It's called a gastric bypass. They cut the throat off at the top of the stomach, and they cut the beginning of the small intestine off at the bottom of the stomach, and they sew them together. Oh, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful treatment. Let's just eliminate the stomach altogether. This is how these people think, and it's insane. So the easiest thing to do to optimize body weight is take the foundation, the healthy foundation pack, which includes all of the minerals that your body needs into your body every day, and eliminate foods that are causing inflammation, right? We have to eliminate 12 bad foods. And if we do these two things, then we're in a much better position to have a healthy body weight.
All righty. Very good. I've got to move on. Cliff, let's go to Ellie in PA. Ellie, you're in the air.
Yes, hi. I am calling about cataracts. I did have the one eye done, and it raised my blood pressure. And also, I think it affected my circadian rhythm in my head. I couldn't sleep at night. And I had other side effects. So I think it was because I don't take medication. I think it disturbed a lot of things in my body.
Yeah, I would agree. And it didn't get to the root cause of why you had the cataract, right? I mean, if you have somebody with really bad arthritis and you just cut their knee out and give them the titanium knee, the surgery did nothing to fix the reason that the joint went bad in the first place. And so the surgical procedure to the eye does nothing to fix the metabolic process that made you get a cataract in the first place. It's kind of silly. I mean, it's always good to be able to see, but the medical therapeutic rarely gets to the root cause of the problem and cures anything. It just kicks the can down the road. And then, you know, if you're sensitive like you, you suffer from the side effects of the treatment or the drugs thereafter. So I want you to go to my website, please. It's the name of the website is leavebigpharmabehind.com. Leavebigpharmabehind.com. All right?
Okay.
And I want you to sign up for a monthly membership. When you sign up for the monthly membership, you have 24 hours to cancel it and you won't be charged.
Mm-hmm.
So once you sign up, navigate to the health recovery protocols and read the health recovery protocol I have for cataracts. All right?
Okay.
And it'll tell
health
you exactly
recovery,
what to
what
do.
What was the third word?
Leavebigpharmabehind.com is the name of the website. And on the website, I've got a lot of different pages on the website. Navigate to health recovery protocols.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Protocol. Okay.
Okay. Now, if you like the information that's on the website and you'd like to continue to be a member of the website, then type in this coupon code and you'll get 50% off. It's Sanders with a capital S for Ernie Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, capital S. If you like the information on the website after you peruse it for 24 hours and you would like to become a member, use the coupon code Sanders and you get 50% off. And then
Sanders.
And then Ernie's ministry gets paid. And that beats
right.
The poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that. Yes.
Okay. All right. Best of luck. Let me know what happens. I appreciate your trust.
Thanks, Ellie. Should I give your phone number out, Sue, if they want to call you?
Yeah, give the phone number for the company that sells the supplements that I recommend. I don't sell them, but there's a really good company that does. The number for Eiffel Health is
888-618-1796.
How come you know it and I don't? 888-618-1796. Thank you.
Oh, right. Very good. All right. And the phone number to call in here is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we have Liz here in Cleveland. Boy, we're doing big in Cleveland tonight. Hey, Liz. Hey.
Yes.
You're in the air.
Yes.
Are you there?
Liz? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, my doctor last week when I went to him, we were just talking, and then he mentioned something about anybody that's his patients that are like 60 and over, he likes to recommend a calcium score test to check for plaque. He said it was a CAT scan or something. What is your view on that? Is that too much radiation, or is it any good, or what?
Yeah, the only time anybody should ever have a CAT scan is if you've had a head injury. They think your brain is bleeding and you're going to die in the next 2 hours, which is a real thing. One CAT scan delivers 600 to 800 times as much radiation as one chest x-ray. It's like having 600 chest x-rays back to back. It's a lot of radiation, and it's not good. There are other ways to check for the patency of your blood vessels. There's a company that goes around the country with little vans, right? It's called Lifeline Screening, where they do an ultrasound of the arteries in your neck. And that's a better way to do it if you're concerned about that, is do Lifeline Screening. Do not get a CT scan unless it is a medical emergency and, you know, you may have hours to live. That's the only time to get a CT scan, for goodness sakes. And, you know, in the United States, let's remember, everybody likes making money, but medicine is a business in the U.S. And the hospital has the CT machine, they have the MRI machine, and they have the ultrasound machine, and they have the X-ray machine. They make 10 times as much from a CT scan as from an ultrasound. So that's why they recommend the CT scan, because it's a business, and they have to, you know, meet the bottom line, and they have to turn a profit. And I'm going to bet you that in my lifetime, you're going to open up the front page of the newspaper and it's going to say CT scans need to be reimagined because people are getting cancer unnecessarily from exposure to CT machines. It's only a matter of time until that information breaks out.
So yeah, it's interesting you should say that, because I had a relative who's a lawyer, and that's one of the things he was telling me, that how many of these clinics that are trying to make the money, these scanners cost so much money. And when you have them, they give scans that are not necessary just to raise the money to pay for the machines.
Yeah, it's funny, because in Canada and in Europe, medicine is socialized, which means, you know, they take money out of your paycheck, whether you want them to or not, to pay for your medical care. And that's why they say, oh, it's free health care. It's not free health care. They take the money right out of your paycheck every month in order to subsidize the health care. But in socialized medicine countries, they do like 30% less diagnostic stuff than we do here in the U.S. because they have a limit to how much money they can spend. In the U.S., it's limitless because of insurance companies, and that's really interesting if you think of it.
They also, in socialized countries, decide and they discriminate against who can receive treatment. If you're at a certain age, you won't be able to get a heart transplant or a lung transplant if you needed it.
That's a crying shame. Yeah. Those people are going to burn.
Yeah.
I want a front seat.
They discriminate on a lot of reasons. Okay, let's go out to Texas with Lori. Lori, you're in the air. Hello, Lori, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
All right, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask Dr. Glidden, my grandson, he's 6 years old. His whole family had a cold probably about a month ago, and he has developed a chronic cough where he almost vomits. He's coughing so hard, and none of their children are vaccinated, but he just has not been able, and she's done, you know, homeopathic stuff, I think various remedies, but nothing has helped yet. And I just wanted to find out what you would recommend.
Okay. So for something like that, the treatment needs to be individualized, right? So we've given on my website and in my book, I've got generic protocols, right? Like, you got arthritis, you do this. You got a migraine headache, you do this. You get eczema, you do this, right? And so forth and so on. And 83% of the time, those recommendations are effective. But 17% of the time, they're not. because 17% of the time, more or less, in order for someone to get on the other side of an ailment like this that's just hanging fire and it's not getting better, the person needs an individualized treatment. So I would just have them call my office, schedule a 30-minute phone consult with me, and I'll tell them what to do, and that would be the best way to do it, most effective way to do it, because that's horrible. I mean, can you imagine being a little kid and having to cough so much that you throw up, like, every day?
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Yeah, they haven't been able to go to church for, like, a couple of weeks now just because it's just, you know,
So that needs to be nipped in the bud. The parents need to try to stop trying to fix it themselves, right, and get on board with a medical professional that actually knows how to do it, that's not going to use drugs.
Yeah, well, and she's gone to her doctor. You know, they don't go to the doctor much, but she has gone, and they're, you know, since he doesn't show any signs of infection, they don't want to treat it because she's ready to do antibiotics at this point, and I don't know.
No, you don't want to. There's no need.
Or viral.
Yeah, no. There's no need to do antibiotics. We need to treat this effectively. And, you know, that's my wheelhouse. So just have her call my office. I'm happy to help.
All right. We're going to get, unless we give your office number out, we're going to get a lot of calls from people asking for your office number.
Okay. So here's the office number. Thank you, Ernie.
It's 855-347-3696.
Ernie, you're hired.
There you go. There you go. I'm the announcer. Alrighty. Thank you. Let's go. Oh, Ellie's calling us back again. Hey, Ellie, you're back in the air.
I just wanted to know if I shouldn't get the second eye operated on, correct?
No, I would not do that. That's usually unnecessary once you get on board with the correct treatment, right? And, you know, I'm not going to say it's easy to recover from a cataract, but it's not hard. And I've got about a 50% success rate with cataracts. So you should at least.
I'm in my 80s. Does it make a difference?
Yeah, no, it doesn't really make a difference. There are other things that make a difference. And the fact that you're not taking any prescription medicine bodes well for your recovery. The people that have a hard time with this are people that are on polypharmacy and their biochemistry is all messed up. And it's like trying to navigate in cloudy weather. It's just really difficult. So you're not taking drugs. I would think you would be a candidate, you know, for recovery. But in the worst possible situation, because this is holistic medicine, the rest of your body benefits and gets better and gets healthier, but too late to intervene for the cataract. Okay, so you need the surgery. Well, the next time you have the surgery in a nutrified and healthy body, you're going to have way less side effects from the procedure. So it's kind of like never fail fudge.
Well, I do have macular degeneration in the left eye.
So yeah, well, we've been able to fix that. I've got a lot of patients who've had that, and a colleague of mine, the guy that I learned all this from, was a world famous naturopathic researcher. The guy was in charge of $25 million of research. He did 10,000 autopsies. He did 1 million blood chemistries and histopathologies. The result of his research, for goodness sakes, it's in the Smithsonian Institution. So he was given a lecture in Utah to about 400 people. This was about 20 years ago. And he was saying everything that I'm saying, and there was an ophthalmologist in the back of the room. He stood up. He said, "Dr. Wallach, you're full of crap." He says, "It's impossible to reverse cataracts. It's impossible to reverse wet macular degeneration. It's impossible to reverse glaucoma. You cannot do it." And Wallach said, "We do it all the time." So in front of 400 people, they made a bet. And the ophthalmologist recommended 10 of his patients to Dr. Wallach, and they had everything, you know, from any kind of eye disease you can imagine. Wallach put them on his health recovery protocol, and 100% of them recovered their health. The ophthalmologist was so astounded at the results that he recorded a testimonial for Dr. Wallach called "Seeing is Believing." So there's hope, right? I can't make any guarantees, but there is hope. And it's better to try to fix it than just give up the ghost and, you know, go under the knife, right? I mean, we might as well attempt to cure the condition, because that's just the smarter thing to do, at least the way that I think, if that makes sense.
Okay. What about an overlapped toe? An overlapped toe, is that something my body is missing?
I missed that.
An overlapped toe.
An overlapped toe?
Yeah.
Well, no, I have no idea. I have no idea. And I'm not going to make anything up. I don't know.
It's probably got to do with your shoes. You know what? I have the same thing. I have an overlapped toe. And I think it's just got to do with your shoes.
I don't know is the answer. That's interesting.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes some curl on one next to the big toe overlaps the big toe, and it's affecting the toenail. So I just was wondering if there was something that I was missing in my diet.
Well, yes, everybody is missing something in their diet. And let's make this perfectly clear. There are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs to function the way that God intended. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. These nutrients are essential. The body needs them, but it cannot make them. Essential nutrients must be imported into the body on a regular basis. If they're not, something's going to break, not because you have a bad gene or because you're 80 years old, but because your body ran out of the stuff it needed to keep that particular part of your body healthy. So supplementation with essential nutrients is mandatory for everybody, and nobody gets off this hook. Everybody must be supplementing with 90 essential nutrients, or it's only a matter of time until something breaks. And this is one of our keys to health and longevity. You just have to give the body the stuff it needs, get the heck out of the way, and let God fix it. It's as simple as that, usually.
Is that healthy pack you recommended to somebody else?
Yes, ma'am. The best way to get those 90 nutrients is with something called the Healthy Foundation Pack, and that's sold by a company called Eiffel Health. Their number
888-6-1.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Becky or something like that. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, good luck. Thanks.
All right, thank you for calling. 888, the number is 888-677-9673. Again, 888-677-9673.
Well, Pastor, I got to ask real quick. We've had a few callers for that office number one more time as well.
All right. That office number is 855-347-3696. Again, that's 855-347-3696. Before we take another call, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of grounding?
Yeah, we love grounding. It's clinically verified, and it's also been scientifically verified. Grounding is when you connect the electrical field of the human body to the electrical field of Mother Earth. And the easiest way to do that is to stand on Mother Earth in your bare feet. So stand in your grass for 15 minutes a day with your bare feet, or sit in a chair and put your bare feet on the grass or the beach at the ocean or the grass at the park. Just don't do it on concrete or asphalt. And it's a very effective way it increases immune response. It decreases inflammatory chemicals in the body. It's a wonderful thing to do. And we've kind of lost touch with that, because of the commercial world that we live in with all the...
I've just started doing that recently, and hang tight, we're going to be back right after this.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine, I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners, hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play, I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold, I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be.
Boy, that guy can sing, really? Okay.
And the Emmy goes to?
Yeah. All righty. We're back with Dr. Peter Glidden, and we have Carol from Texas. Hey, Carol.
Hi. I have a question about my husband's health. He has arthritic knees, but he has no ACL in either knee from a football injury and then from a fall. And we're looking at getting knee replacement. He doesn't really want to, but he really can't walk. And so he's very sedentary, and he's had some heart problems and has had a stroke in the past. So we
wonders of conventional medicine, yeah.
Advice, yeah.
So my advice, regardless of your diagnosis or your level of activity,
mm-hmm.
is to always use surgery as a last resort.
Right.
We always use surgery as a last resort, not a first resort. I've had lots of people, they've come to me, they've had one knee surgery or one hip surgery. They've got another one scheduled. They get on board with the protocol. Their pain goes away in the good knee, and now the only thing they have pain in is the artificial knee or the artificial hip.
Uh-huh.
So there is a point of no return beyond which the body can't fix it. Yeah, I don't know anything that's going to grow back a finger if you cut it off in a buzzsaw, heaven forbid, right?
Amen.
But I've been doing this for 36 years, man, and
mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't believe the things I've seen people recover from. You wouldn't. So my advice is try to fix the joint with medical nutrition and diet first. Because this is like a no-lose situation. Because the protocol that I have is going to strengthen his body. It has to. You can't give a plant fertilizer in the right amounts and have nothing happen to the plant. It's going to get bigger and stronger. It has to.
Right.
Well, when you give the body the right nutrients and modify the diet, it gets stronger.
Right.
Now, maybe it'll get strong enough that he won't need the surgery, right? Or if it's too far gone, he waited too long, he's been a couch potato too long, and he can't recover, then his body's going to be able to much more easily handle the stress of the surgery if his body's nutrified before he goes into surgery. Does that make sense?
Sort of, kind of. He's 80 years old.
Doesn't matter.
But he's pretty sedentary. And I'm just, I've been after him. We got to do one, or you got to get up and try to move and lose weight, or da-da-da-da-da. He's also on a statin, and I know you've got, some of your protocol would help with that, getting him off. He knows that this is probably hurting him, causing him some pain.
Yes, it's definitely hurting him. One of the leading causes of dementia and Alzheimer's is statin drugs.
Yeah.
So
memory seems to be really aggravating him.
So it's a statin drug side effect. So he needs to bring himself up. He needs to just get serious about recovering his health. And, I can help. And so go to my website, check out the information on the website, become a subscriber. I've got the arthritis recovery protocol right there. I've got all kinds of informational videos about cholesterol and why statin drugs are no good. And I've got the research that proves that. I've got a lot of information on my website.
Right.
The intention of which is to empower people to, make the right choice.
Are you on the internet, Carol?
Right.
Well, I can get on the internet. I'm not. My vision my vision is kind of poor, and I don't do real well on it, but we can get on it. Yeah.
All right, very good. We got to move on because the whole board's lit. God bless.
Thank
Let's go to Brenda in Michigan. Brenda, you're in the air.
Hello. Okay, hi. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. My question is for the doctor concerning mammograms, the mammogram machine. My understanding because they're telling me after having it for years, it's letting off too much radiation that possibly could cause cancer.
Yeah,
and
plus
I was
diagnostically
told to maybe
check
into the ultrasound.
Yeah, plus it's not very accurate, right? They've sold you a false bill of goods. The hospital has the mammogram machine, so they have to use the mammogram machine. They have to pay for the mammogram machine, whatever. But, medicine is like this giant ocean liner, and it's hard to get it to change course. It's hard to turn it around. It takes a long time for an ocean liner to turn 90 degrees, right?
Right.
And
that's what
medicine is like, especially inside of this pharmaceutical-driven monopoly. They're not going to change even when the research is clear, right?
Right.
So, no.
So would you recommend an ultrasound? That's what I was told.
Yes, an ultrasound.
Avoid the radiation,
Yes, ultrasound, but better than that is breast self-exam.
So, okay.
And there's all kinds of information on the internet about how to do that. I think the single best diagnostic procedure to see whether or not there's cancer lurking in the breast is a breast MRI. MRI. But there's only a few places in the country that do that. So.
Oh, shoot.
But no, do not get a mammogram. Okay. Do not get a CT scan, okay?
Okay. So just do the breast exam and just go
and see if you can find a practitioner who's willing to give you an ultrasound. Or if you're lucky enough, you live near a city that does breast MRI.
Okay, because I'm in the state of Michigan, so outside of Detroit.
All righty. Well, thanks, Brenda. We have to move on the whole.
They might do it in Detroit. You might get lucky.
Yeah, I think you probably would. Let's go to Dayton, Ohio, and Jim, you're in the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello, go ahead and turn off your radio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just had a question for the doctor. A friend of mine at work, she's having trouble with her immune system, and it's attacking her, well, her eyesight, and they want to send her up to Ohio State and give her this medicine that weakens your immune system.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
That's what I told her.
It's like, called autoimmunity. We've got lots of success with autoimmune patients. We've got lots of success with, there's like 300 different autoimmune diseases. And the medical doctors would have you believe that you went to bed healthy on Monday.
Right.
And you woke up with an autoimmune disease Tuesday because overnight your immune system decided to attack your body.
Wow.
So there is something going on there. And we think it has to do with parasites and chronic nutrient deficiencies. But if she's interested, you should just send her to my website, have her check out the information on my website, and follow the health recovery protocols there. If I were her, that's what I would do.
Okay. What was your website again?
LeaveBigPharmaBehind.com.
LeaveBigPharmaBehind.com. Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, that's right. It's easy. It's got a good ring to it.
All right, thanks. Let's go now to Lee in Cleveland.
Hello.
Hello. You're in the air.
Yeah. Dr. Glidden, if a person's in a situation where their upper gum line, whether their upper teeth are coming loose and they're talking about removing all of them, is there a protocol that you can provide for them?
Sir, yes, sir. If we have to intervene pretty quick with this. Yes, there is a protocol that we use that, because, you know, it's the teeth are coming loose because the gums are getting unhealthy. Why are the gums getting unhealthy? Because they've run out of gum nutrients. I mean, if the tires roll off of the rims of your car, it's because they didn't have enough air in them, right? If the engine seizes, it's because it didn't have enough oil in the oil tank. It's the same with the human body, but we have to intervene quickly here. So, but the answer is yes. We have a protocol for that.
Okay. What's the number I call to, get the information?
Well, you don't want to call. You just want to go to the website, leavebigpharmabehind.com.
Okay.
Can you get on the internet or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So leavebigpharmabehind.com. Sign up for my monthly membership. You get a 24-hour free pass. So you can look at all the information on my website for free for 24 hours.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the protocol to use and the number to call to purchase the supplement.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. I'm not going to hold you up. I know other people want to talk to you.
All right. Best of luck. I appreciate the trust.
All right. That number is, we have just a few minutes left at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Let's go out to Pennsylvania with Ray.
Oh, Doctor, how you doing?
Good, Ray. Thanks for calling.
Just a quick question to follow up the previous caller. I have receding gum line. So the protocol you were speaking about is on your website?
Yeah, well... Yes, but I can't remember if I specifically have a thing there for gum health. I can't remember, but here I'll tell you what to do, and hopefully the other caller is still listening, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. So remember, everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients.
Right.
And two of the components of the Healthy Foundation Pack is a liquid calcium and a liquid mineral supplement. Right.
Okay.
If you purchase the Healthy Foundation Pack, you're going to get a liquid calcium and a liquid mineral supplement.
It's
included in it. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
So, but what I would do, given this condition, is I would get one Healthy Foundation Pack, one extra bottle of calcium, and one extra bottle of minerals. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, three times a day, here's what you do. Well, four times a day, here's what you do. You mix one tablespoon of the plant minerals with one tablespoon of the liquid calcium.
Mm-hmm.
You mix it together in a little shot glass. You put it in your mouth, and you swish it around in your mouth for a good minute.
Okay.
Swish, swish, swish. It's going to seem like a long time, a minute, when you're swishing around. Like, then you swallow it.
Okay.
Then you rinse with water, you swish with water, and then you swallow that.
Mm-hmm.
And you repeat that 1, 2, 3, 4 times a day, with the fourth dose being immediately before bed. All right?
Okay. Yes.
And you should see a noticeable change within 28 days if you do that every day like a discipline. Okay?
Okay. I'll definitely check back online, and I'll get this information again, and I'll write it down, and I'll take care of it. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Ray. Right, let's go to New Jersey with Clyde. Clyde, you're in the air.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Glidden. Dr. Glidden, I was just going along about a couple of weeks ago. All of a sudden, I was feeling dizzy. So I kind of like, maybe get enough rest or something. The next day it happened, the third day I went to the emergency room, and they said, well, we're going to check you, and they did a MRI and a CAT scan. And the emergency room doctor told me, he said, why are you not having no stroke or no heart attack? He said, it could be the crystals in your ear that's causing this dizziness.
Could be.
He gave me said, we're going to watch you want you to stay, and we're going to watch you 24 hours. So stayed 2 days. And they gave me a medicine called, it starts with an M. Something.
Metoprolol.
M-E.
Metoform?
No.
Metoprolol? Methotrexate. No. I hope it wasn't methotrexate.
It was for dizziness. I know it started with M-E-D something. So
did it work?
When I'm up there, still was, but I let him know I'm still feeling a little woozy.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we're going to send you to an ear specialist, ear doctor, ENT. So I went, and she told me I had a lot of wax in both ears. And
that has nothing to do with dizziness. Yeah.
She sent me to a physical
These people are just passing the buck because they have no freaking idea what's causing this problem. They have no idea what to do to fix it.
Man.
So here's what I would do if I were you. Okay. And so you got something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay. So number one, you want to drink 8 ounces of water 5 times a day.
Okay.
You want to drink 8 ounces of water 5 times a day. You want to make sure that the water that you're drinking doesn't have any chlorine and doesn't have any fluoride in it.
Okay.
So bottled water is fine. Eight glasses of water, 5 times a day, right? Not 8 glasses of water 5 times a day. 1 glass of water. I want you to drink 16 ounces of water, 1, 2, 3, 4 times a day is what I'm trying to say. I'm tired. 16 ounces of water 4 times a day, number one. Number two, I want you to salt your food so that it tastes good. I want you to start using salt. Are you on a salt-restricted diet?
I'm on high blood pressure medicine.
Yeah, so you want to start salting your food. Well, so you want to look up the blood pressure medicine that you're on. And you want to look to see if dizziness is a side effect of the blood pressure medicine that you're on. It could be that you're taking too much blood pressure medicine, and that's what's making you dizzy.
You know what? We're out of time for tonight there. So
okay, Pastor.
I want to thank you for calling, Clyde. But we come to that part of the program where we come to Richard every night. There's one cure out there for everybody. And, you know, the thing of it is, one of these days we're going to have, everybody's listening is going to have a different body, right?
Amen.
And some are going to have glorified bodies, and then Dr. Glidden will be out of business. You won't need
And I'm so looking forward to that day. Let's go.
Yes, yeah. Dr. Glidden will be with us. So
yeah.
Yes.
And so, folks, now here's how you get there, right? One of the things that the Bible teaches very, very clearly is that that everybody that's alive someday will be dead. And there are those that are going to awaken to life eternal, okay, with glorified bodies. This is an absolute. This is an absolute because it comes directly from God, and he's already decided this. He's ruled on this. Others are going to have bodies that are going to be resurrected, but, boy, they're not going to fare so well because they're going to be in total torment. It's going to be in a complete, total process of dying. It's mm-hmm. a continuum. You don't want to be one of those. So how do you avoid that? Well, tell them, Richard.
Well, understand that what Pastor Sanders is saying is that these bodies that we're trying to keep together here on Earth, we're going to leave behind. Whether we're saved or not saved, these bodies will be dropped like a robe, and our soul and spirit's going to live forever. And we have to decide where we want to live. And there's only one way to do that. You have to obey the gospel. The gospel is simply understanding who Jesus Christ is. He's the only begotten Son of God, and he came to this earth. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross, shedding his blood for our sins. And the most important thing of that is he rose on the third day. If you believe that and truly turn your heart over to him.
1 minute, Rich.
And accept him as God, you're saved. That's simple as that. It's a belief. It's a belief in God and a belief in knowing him. And you're turning from your sinful ways to God, and God will forgive you of those sins. So we just, if you want to pray, we can have a simple prayer. Dear Lord, we ask you to come into our heart and save us. We know we're sinners, and we believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He is the only begotten Son of God, and he is the only way for salvation. We ask you to come into our hearts and save us and allow us to walk in your light and be new creatures in Christ Jesus.
And once you've done that, right?
Once you've done that, you are saved. And you cannot lose your salvation.
No, because you don't have God keeps it in heaven, don't he?
God holds your salvation now and not you.
Well, we're out of time for tonight, so we want to thank all of you for being here like we always do. And we want to say good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And then always keep fighting the fight.
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 Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.